So this is a campaign that we do over Christmas once a year. And actually several people have asked, you know, had we thought about doing an Easter campaign as well? I'm like, no, the Christmas one is enough, thank you. But Alison, who is the administrator down at the food bank, sent me a message and said, you know, would Darren and I like to come down and get a feel for behind the scenes and actually find out what goes on and stuff. So we said, you know what, that would be really great. So we went down a couple of Mondays ago and spent several hours down in the food bank. And I have to say, I came away from there thinking how lucky I am. I have a husband. I have a very nice house. I don't have to worry about food on the table. I don't have to worry about money coming in. And it's all those basic things that some of these people are really struggling with. And yeah, I came away, my mind was just buzzing with, you know, could we do more to help these people and stuff? I think it had a real impact on me, to be fair.
Interesting, because you've done this fundraising for many years and you've sort of seen the difference that the food bank has made, and you've, you know, obviously been in the food bank dropping stuff off. But is this the first time you've actually been, you know, spending time specifically in that sort of environment for any length of time?
Yeah, I mean, I've been down a few times and just seen, you know, the hum that goes on around there and everything else. But Alison said, you know, would you actually like to come with me and I'll show you the full process of when a client walks through the door and what we have to do and then, you know, get the relevant shop and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there was an element that I felt a bit like I was in Supermarket Sweep, running around with this little tiny trolley, putting all this stuff in there. But yeah, I mean, you know, I spoke to a couple of the clients and one particular client, you know, I asked her, you know, how did she feel about walking through the doors of the food bank? And it really, you know, the response really took me back. And her answer was, do you know, I have to put all embarrassment and shame at the doorstep. I have to do what I need to do to feed my children. And to me, yeah, I literally can't comprehend being in that kind of position. It must be incredibly hard for them.
I think, you know, unless you're in that situation, you can't really sort of say you sort of know what they're going through, because you just don't. I mean, was based on the experiences, how did it differ from your kind of what you expected it to be like, you know, sort of, you know, in your past experiences, you're actually spending that amount of time seeing how everything goes on. Was it different to how you expected?
Well, I guess we're all perhaps a little bit guilty of you know, stereotyping. And I think perhaps a lot of it is people think that most people that use a food bank are perhaps alcohol dependent or homeless, living on the streets. But actually, you know, it's all walks of life, and it doesn't discriminate. It can be the simplest things, from not having, you know, enough money coming through the door. You've only got enough money to pay your bills. So what do you do? Do you pay your rent, or do you pay your mortgage to keep the roof over your head? But on the downside of that, you've got no money to go and buy your basic food. So, you know, for these people to have to make that option, I can't even begin to comprehend it.
And what was the one thing, you know, you sort of mentioned sort of how you sort of felt leaving there and sort of going through your mind, but what's the one sort of memory that will stick with you from that time at the food bank?
Probably the lady with three very young children, and the fact that she had to literally leave everything at the doorstep and just do what she needed to do. You know, and as a parent, that must be really hard to, you know, ask for help as well. It's a really brave and courageous thing. A lot of people don't like actually going and asking for help. And it must take a lot of guts to step through those doors of the food bank and say, you know, I can't afford to feed my children.
It must. I mean, it's pride, isn't it? You know, you don't want to admit that you're in that situation, I suppose, and it's kind
of exactly that, John. And as I said, I think it takes a very brave and courageous person to admit that they need some help.
Yeah, so it's been interesting talking to you, and I think, you know, everyone that supported your food bank campaign and just supports the food bank in Woking, you know, I think hearing your experiences and just hearing what goes on there and witness it for themselves, I guess it sort of just brings it home to you that these food banks are needed. And we've said time and time again, you know, in somewhere like Surrey, it's just unbelievable that there is that need, but it is there. And it just needs the support, doesn't it, of the whole community?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, John, that, well, you know, you've been following our campaign for several years now. Thank you very much for that. But this year, I have to say, everybody literally has got behind it. And we raised something like just over £3,000 this year in that really short 6 weeks that it was running. And we also delivered, I think we've delivered now just over a ton of food as well.
Wow.
So, you know, and that is going to go to help so many families. And the fact that we can help, you know, anybody that walks through that door, you know, with some supplies and a little bit of luxury for Christmas as well, because I know that Alison was going to be putting together a lot of hampers for Christmas as well. And I think they're going out this week. So that's really good.
Really good. And, you know, it's great work that you know, you and the community in Brookwood are doing just to raise awareness. You know, it's not just about the money. It's about talking about it and changing people's attitudes as well.
Yeah. And I think it is about educating people. I think you may recall that when my husband and I, when we were loading up the van with some of the food ready to take to the food bank, a passerby happened to stop and wanted to know what it was that we were doing. And she was horrified the fact that, you know, in such a rich area as Surrey, that we're having the need for the food bank and that need was there. But I'm glad that we had that chance conversation because she did come back with a £100 donation. And yeah. And it is about educating people that it's not necessarily the homeless or people that have addictions that end up at the food bank. It could be your next door neighbour and you might not even know him.
Yes, and it is almost like that sort of hidden problem, I suppose. You know, it's people don't want to, I suppose, admit that it's happening. You know, but it is. The food bank campaign you've been running has, you know, made such a huge difference. And that's over with for another year though. So are we going to be on 2022? Are you planning that yet?
well, quite a lot of people have been asking already, which is really, really lovely. I do need a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think you deserve it.
Yeah, thank you. But loads of people, you know, I do keep everybody up to date as to where we're at and where the fundraising's at. And I did actually issue a couple of blogs as well toward the end of the campaign. So just really so everybody could, you know where we're at. And also for businesses as well, I think it's important to thank the businesses that got involved because they didn't have to. And as a help for them, obviously, you know, I gave all their details in the blog as well. So, you know, and hopefully they might be able to get some clients from those recommendations in the blog as well. So by them giving to us, we're equally helping them promote their business as well through the donations.
Okay, Trudy, it's been really lovely to talk to you today and sort of following the campaign as well over this year and the previous years. I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. You definitely deserve it. You got any exciting plans for Christmas Day?
Oh, well, I think that's very dependent on Mr. Boris, isn't it?
Yes, we'll have to see what we're allowed to do. But we'll catch up soon. Thank you, Trudy, and Merry Christmas. Yeah.
And thank you for all your support, John. You know, it's really nice to know that you're on board with that campaign. And, well, let's just say let's look forward to 2022, shall we?